Have you ever just thought of somebody you wanted to call or maybe swing by and visit? It wasn't no thundering voice from God. It's just, you know, you just, oh, I should call them. And you call them and you find out it was a miracle moment that God actually directed you. See, Jesus made a statement. He said, my sheep know my voice. What does he mean by that? There's a familiarity to the voice of God, to the life of a believer. So much so that there are times where I would have thought it was simply my desire, and I find out afterwards it was actually the voice of God. Living immersed in Christ puts us in a place where we constantly are hearing that familiar voice. Everyone in this room that is born again, you are born again because he spoke, you listened, and responded. None of us found God. He found us. Yeah. It's like running from God through this forest, and you trip over a rock and you look up and he's looking at you, and you say, I'm so glad I found you. That's basically how all of us got saved. We ended up with seeing that there was only one reasonable option, and it was to give ourselves to him. And so anyway, all of us are alive because we heard him speak and we responded. The Holy Spirit is the central person in our life, and every triumph, every victory, every enablement, every bit of grace, everything that we experience in this life in following Jesus is there, and it's active because the Holy Spirit is in our life. The Holy Spirit is God on earth. Everything about our life either succeeds or fails because of a relationship with him. I'm not referring to an emotion, although emotions are included. I'm not talking about feelings, although feelings are included. It is a relationship with a person. This Christian life is a relational journey, and it is a relationship with God on earth, who is the Holy Spirit, who perfectly represents Jesus, who completely and perfectly manifests the will of the Father. I've been fighting for an adequate illustration, and I've not yet come up with one. Maybe I will by next week when I won't need it, but right now. Yeah. Have you ever, you know, just going through life and somebody says, oh, what a beautiful song. You didn't even know a song was playing, but as soon as they mentioned that song, you could hear it. Right? I mean, it wasn't made up in your mind. You could actually hear it, but you weren't aware of it. Your awareness became heightened to that sound when somebody mentioned it. Maybe you're just going through life not thinking of anything, and somebody says, oh, do you smell that? And then you weren't smelling it before, but as soon as they mention it, you go, yeah, meat. or other things, but meat primarily, yeah. Barbecue, thank you, Jesus. All right. And somebody mentioned all of a sudden, yes, I do smell that. You have a heightened awareness. What I'm looking for is for us to have a heightened awareness of the presence of God. I've had certain things happen to me through the years where I became unusually aware of him. And it's terrifying and wonderful all at the same time. And I don't want to live any other way. Heightened awareness. It's not imaginary. It's not that. It's like Jacob said when he woke up from that dream. He said, God is here, and I didn't even know it. Sudden heightened awareness to a reality that existed before he was aware. The Holy Spirit lives in you. He's also called Paraclete, the one called alongside to help. So the whole point is, I would like today to just help with a heightened awareness of God on earth that I have actually received as a down payment of an inheritance. Now, I don't understand that. If there was ever a mind-boggling thought is the fact that God gave us himself as our inheritance, and the initial payment is the Holy Spirit himself. The down payment. He's called down payment in Ephesians. The down payment of our inheritance. Larry Randolph made a comment years ago. He said, if God is as big as he says he is, he shouldn't be that hard to find. With someone that large in my life should not be that hard to discern. And if he is, I must have my heart and mind anchored in things that are very inferior, that have deadened what he has created in me as a capacity to recognize him. All right. Amen, Bill. Good point. All right. Hebrews, Ephesians. Let's just go through the books of the Bible. Romans. Romans chapter 8. I meant it the first time. Romans 8. I'm going to kind of bounce around the chapter, so we're not going to read the whole thing. I actually, this morning, as I was reading over this, I thought, oh my goodness, we easily could do 3 or 4 weeks in this chapter because it is so pregnant, but we'll just skim over maybe 7, 8, 9 verses, something of that nature. All right, verse 1 of chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now go back to verse 1. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who are in Christ walk according to the Spirit. That is the testimony of Scripture. Those who are in Christ, the evidence of my conversion is that I don't live according to carnal values, fleshly, carnal expressions and values, but instead by the Holy Spirit himself. My life with Christ is illustrated because of a partnership with God on earth, the Holy Spirit. It's illustrated. It is measurable. And he goes on to say that those who are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. The reason I want to hit on this for just a moment, we actually are going to spend more time later in the chapter, but the reason I wanted to hit on this for just a moment is there are certain subjects in the gospel that sometimes it feels to me like they have been elevated so high that they are unreachable. And being led by the Spirit is one of those. And it is not. It's your nature. To be led by the Spirit. Have you ever just thought of somebody you wanted to call or maybe swing by and visit? It wasn't no thundering voice from God. It's just, you know, you just, oh, I should call them. And you call them and you find out it was a miracle moment that God actually directed you. See, Jesus made a statement. He said, my sheep know my voice. What does he mean by that? There's a familiarity to the voice of God, to the life of a believer. So much so that there are times where I would have thought it was simply my desire, and I find out afterwards it was actually the voice of God. There's such similarity. Living immersed in Christ puts us in a place where we constantly are hearing that familiar voice. I don't mean overly familiar in a wrong sense, but that familiar voice. It's not the thundering voice from the outside. It's that cry from the inside. And the beautiful part about this is the more we learn to yield ourselves to this work of the Holy Spirit, the more walking in the Spirit, so to speak, is normal and natural. It's the normal reaction to a given situation. One of the conversations I've had with people of late has been, how do you know what to do in a given situation? Because sometimes there's a biblical principle that there's a need. Sometimes there's a biblical principle of generosity, and sometimes the biblical principle of helping them to earn what they have. There's biblical basis for both. How do you know what to do? You, the only way you can know is recognize the mood of the Holy Spirit. It's his voice, it's his mood, it's his, how is compassion leading you? How is he directing you to express life? And it's this relational journey where it is our nature to illustrate faith. It is our nature to illustrate this life with Christ. Faith is another one of those exalted subjects where people just don't think they can live by faith when it's actually your nature to do so. Amen. It's our nature in Christ.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.